With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You guys are pioneers in chip culture and chip etiquette.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you for recognizing us on air for that, because that's really what we think about ourselves.
It's something I've been learning a lot about tonight.
Mm. Already.
We're going to leave different people than we came.
So that's the hope.
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
So, hi Zoe, hi Sophia.
Hi Zoe and Sophia. We are joined in studio today by...
Luca.
And...
Jared.
This is our theme of today.
Compilations.
Compilations. So, like,
Whoa!
So, we're thinking mostly in the context of, like, Big Shiny Tunes and Greatest Hits compilations and kind of our thoughts and feelings about those things.
Yeah. You guys, do you want to define your relationship to each other?
For us?
Define it to each other?
It's complex. Yeah. It's complex.
Look each other in the eyes and define it to each other.
Layers, yeah.
There's a history. There's, Luca moved into my apartment and... Shortly after that, there was a. We were already well into shooting the television show that I work on.
Called
Nirvana, the band, the show, and we needed another camera person. So I was already doing a bunch of different film stuff with Lucas. So now not only do we live together, but we work together on the
awesome.
Show.
Wow,
It's quite sweet.
That is very sweet.
Very, very sweet.
If you were to give your relationship like kind of one word summary,
like a moniker, kind of like yeah, same, like a Brangelina.
No. I mean, sure, we could go there. I was more thinking like triumph or friendly
descriptor. Yeah,
right. positive or negative?
Yeah.
Luca, I'll let you field this one. How would you describe our friendship?
I've always liked the word wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wow. It is a wonderful one.
It's a wonderful one.
Very yeah. nice.
That's sweet.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are creative collaborators. We're kind of dating creatively, I guess.
Wow.
Cool.
That's more than one word.
Not to be confused with creatively dating.
Not to be confused with creatively dating.
So you guys both
which
work...
Luca has done in the past.
Creatively dated.
Creatively
yes,
dated lots
that's
of
great.
People. I personally don't.
You just
period. Okay.
Date.
You're just straightforward.
It's always very traditional.
Traditional.
Yeah.
I'm much
by
more
the,
traditional.
By the books, dater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you guys both work on the show, Nirvana, the band, the show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you each do?
We're both camera guys. Jared's a DP, and I'm an operator. Mm-hmm. And so together we follow around Matt and Jay on their adventures and try to capture it as best as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While talking to each other's with
Sophia's there too.
Yeah,
usually,
yeah,
yeah.
Sophia, Sophia knows how it is.
What are your comms?
Based on what you've seen.
What are your comms? What's your intel?
Our comms are.
Oh yeah, this took a long man. We've been struggling to figure out how to communicate.
It?
It's really tough because we're out in the real world and can't talk to each other directly. So we've gone through a few different setups, just to try to communicate. At first, when we first started making the show, we tried to do it without any communication, just let the two cameras do what they do, and it's nearly impossible because things would change so quickly, and Matt and Jay would change their position and run off. And this was a lot of the stuff I figured out with Andy, who's actually coming back next season on the show to shoot. And we ended up finding these cheap little comms, the Simultalks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Simultalks.
They have them on BNH.
That sounds like Big
BNH.
Brother.
Yeah, they're like their lowest rung simultaneous communication things. But what they do that's really interesting is it's like what we're doing here where it's open channel. So everything you say, the other person hears.
Hear
which is actually a quite unique feature. Like, I've tried looking for what the step up of that would be. There's nothing where it's like open channel, like little waist mounted comms.
Would you say there's no secrets on set then?
Oh, no. Definitely not. Yeah, everyone hears everything. Usually it's
me and Jared have secrets sometimes. We can, because we're commenting on each other, like, oh my God, I can't believe he's making that fucking face right now. Or like.
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of friendly trash talk. But we know the other thing is that all the audio goes into the mics of the camera as well. So later in editing.
Oh, yeah, they can hear us. The editors
can hear everything we say.
They can hear me and Jared communicating.
Yeah, and we'll be shooting for hours and hours and just let the guard down and just start, like, really, like, at times, if the acting is bad or
laying
we're going
into it.
We don't hold back.
How many hours of active shooting have you done this year for this upcoming season?
We figured, we did a bit of math, but of the last 2 years, I think we shot 246 days.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
But that includes season one.
That includes season one. Okay. We don't know. This season, I'm not sure what the ratio is, but
I think we started the season at like day 90-something.
Okay.
So we've shot...
just season two is 90 to 246.
Wow. That's a lot of days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of days.
That's a lot of days not off also.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We shot...
Yep, you're telling me.
You're talking my Simultech kind of talk.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like I have the Simultech on. And I should be telling Luca he should be in a close-up.
Yeah.
But no, we've shot almost 1 in 3 days.
You guys, can you tell me something?
No.
Okay. In a recent-ish episode, when Matt buys speed.
Mm-hmm.
What? Did he really just buy speed?
Well, there's a lot of... There's a lot about the show that we like to keep mysterious. Sometimes it's for creative reasons, and we like the ambiguity around how much of this is real and how much isn't. I mean, there's clearly things in the show that aren't real, and we know that people will clock those. But anything that we can do for real, we do. And there's other things that we try to not talk about because...
Legally.
There may be legal implications.
Right.
So, and it's a fine line, and one that we are quite used to writing. But I think there's certain things like that scene, and it's also, you know, not just for us, but for other people who are in those scenes. You don't always, it's sometimes nice to keep that layer of ambiguity between people watching the show and what actually happened on set. I'm sorry I can't fully answer your question.
That's answered everything I need to know. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way.
It has. Should we reveal the chips?
Let's reveal the chips. So, in keeping with the Big Shiny Tunes theme, our chips today are Neil Brothers Veggie's Delilicious chips.
Interesting. Mm. Nice packaging.
Yeah.
Interesting, that you should say that. We'll come back to that.
And these are new to you as well?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't tried
either
of these.
Yeah. I like the packaging. I don't like the font.
Yeah. The font looks really like something like the original, like, 16 fonts. That you could get on like MS Word or something. You know what I mean? Like Lucida handwriting.
Totally,
it's
totally Lucida.
I feel like I talk about Lucida a lot, but anyway. The next bag is Sophia.
Montreal Steak Spice.
Also Neil Brothers.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
that's great.
Neil Brothers is a Canadian brand and they gave us a bunch of bags of chips to try. And so we did a little bit of Neil Brothers research.
Oh, so this is good. So they'll probably hear this.
Yeah, so it's
the
good.
Font critique will not fall on deaf ears. But the solid. The colors are really nice.
Mm-hmm. Colors are nice. I dare say these bags are complimentary.
Would you call these sexy bags?
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote sexy bags.
No.
You say, would I call them sexy
bags?
Yeah, yes.
They are matte. mm-hmm. yeah. which is nice.
Yeah,
yeah, get that matte
that's
finish.
That's classy. That's too classy to be sexy.
I think they're a little bit sexy.
I think they're a bit sexy too.
I think so too.
And you know what? They that's did that on purpose.
Part of their mission.
In their mission statement, they said they try and make the bag sexier than the regular potato chip bag. I'm not kidding.
Oh, I
is it on the back of the bag in their company description?
It's on the website.
We try to make
if
our bag sexier than normal.
If it's just a straight comparison, are they sexier than other chip bags?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're comparing it to other things typically sexy, I would say no.
Also, yes.
They are still a bag of chips, after all.
Distinguished. If you buy the chips, you might be paying also a little bit for the packaging. It's just so nice.
Mm-hmm. Luca has you're been really delicately stroking the bag since we asked that question, just as a visual side note.
And in doing so is changing my mind.
About the sexiness.
Are you guys creatively dating?
No. Dating creatively.
Do you like compilations?
Musically?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of compilation.
Well, we're here on a chip podcast, so I'll say I like chip compilations. So, I like when there's a bowl with a lot of different chips. That's very fun. That's
like munchies.
That's crazy. Really interesting.
Oh, I like see. Munchies. You mean munchies. Like pre...
Yeah, and I don't mind like mixing...
But will you do a DIY mix? Like your own... recipe?
I have been known to do that.
Wow. Like a chip salad.
Chip salad?
Yeah.
With a fork kind of thing?
No, just like a mix.
That's a terrible plan. It's the sort of thing that happens at the end of a party where there's one
drink. There's a couple of bowls with hardly
anything. It's like half full and put them
on together. I don't like musical compilations, really.
What about the good ones?
Big Shiny
Tunes. No, even then.
Women in Songs.
So Much Dance. 2001.
2000.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not like a hits kind of guy. If I listen to a band, I like to listen to full albums usually. And so the hits, like I always feel like I'm skimming.
Mm. I'm the opposite opinion.
Yeah, no, I like compilations. Sometimes there's artists whose careers are so expansive that a compilation is the easiest way to just dip
That's
your
true.
Toe in for
That's
an
true.
That's how I got into Rush. My favorite Rush album is Rush Gold, which is a compilation of Rush songs and not like an actual whole album.
Dire Straits... Shining Like a National Guitar. Another great compilation.
Yeah,
ABBA, Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Can't forget ABBA.
Because that's a band, and I think this is the case for a lot of bands.
That's a band.
That is the case. You weren't familiar. It's a band that most of their records have unlistenably cheesy songs.
Right.
But the hits are really great.
Right.
I don't know
that's
Rush
a good way
that
of looking
well.
At it. But
no,
yeah,
I'm not
that's...
talking. I'm talking about Dire Straits. I'm not talking about Rush.
Rush has no cheesy songs. Cheesy songs. You know,
I don't think I could make it through a Rush compilation. Even
what?
Yeah, I'm not a huge
not a Rush fan. Yeah.
Do you want to take a stab, or maybe you know, but I guess at the band that appears most frequently on the Big Shiny Tunes compilation CDs, like over the course of its life cycle? Do you
know
what
it
is? I know what it is.
Is it Marilyn Manson?
No.
The Wallflowers.
Good guess, though. No.
Oh, the Wallflowers only had two hits.
I don't think it's possible.
Wait, are we talking including, like...
The whole
current
series? The whole Shiny Tunes series.
Like
the
from
series
96
ended
to 2011.
Something. Yeah, I think it was closer to that.
Is it
2010?
Radiohead? That seems too expensive.
It's not Radiohead.
Our Lady Peace.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
It's got to be something candles.
This is going to really sick you guys out.
Let's keep guessing.
Oh, because they kept going.
Green
didn't
Day.
They? How many Big Shiny Tunes
yes,
were there?
It's
Nickelback. Oh my
it's
god.
Yes. I think they had 11 songs, if I remember correctly.
Good old CanCon.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you guys ever say Can Rock?
No. Can Rock.
Yeah. When we were doing research into Big Shiny Tunes.
I might have said it.
Jared's had a lot of conversations about music over the years. He might have said anything at any point.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So Can Rock.
Can Rock being one of them.
Can Rock. Mm-hmm. Can Rock. The Can Rock canon.
The Can Ooh. Rock canon.
Oh.
Can Rock. It's like the Buffalo.
What's the Buffalo?
Buffalo Bill?
Can Rock canon. Can Rock.
I think I referred
Buffalo
to
Bill's
Sloan
Can Rock
as Can Rock Legends just last week.
Okay, wow. you're an active user, if you will. Oops.
What was that?
My laptop.
Oh.
Tom is ready to... He's in service, so we should call him right now. Okay, we're calling Tom.
We're calling our friend Tom, who lives in California, and we're going to talk to him about...
Stay on the line while your call is completed.
Compilations.
I think you guys are breaking wiretapping laws right now.
ready for Chips?
So hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hello. It's going well. Greetings from Sea Ranch, California.
What are you doing in Sea Ranch?
You know, a little Thanksgiving vacay.
Oh, my God. Happy Thanksgiving. I forgot. You're American.
American Thanksgiving.
American Thanksgiving.
It's Black Friday today, isn't it?
It is.
Did you do any shopping?
Yeah. No, sadly not.
Tom, we're with for Jared and Luca, by the way.
For me, it's don't buy anything today.
Tom doesn't care.
Tom, we're sitting in the Chip studio with our friends, Jared and Luca.
Even if you explained who we were, he wouldn't
care.
Okay, Tom, we have a few questions for you.
Do you consider yourself hungry right now?
Myself hungry?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always hungry.
That's true. Tom's a hungry guy.
Ravenous kind of man.
I'm a big fella. I have high caloric needs.
All right, have you eaten any chips recently?
No, but on our way here, we stopped at Whole Foods, which is now owned by Amazon.com, and we bought a couple different kinds of chips.
Ooh, what did you get?
We got this type of tortilla chip called Have a Chip, or Have a Corn Chip, I believe, and they have soy sauce incorporated into them somehow, and soybean oil, and so they have this really addictive flavor.
Oh,
salt. Salt juice. Yeah.
And then we got some 365 brand, which is their house brand, potato chips.
You know a lot about Whole Foods corporate ops.
You know, it's been in the news.
Okay. All right.
Since the merger.
Tom, what are your plans for the weekend?
Well, we're going to be in Sea Ranch. I'm looking at the Pacific Ocean right now, and the sun is starting to set. I see two friends. They're on this small cliff overlooking the ocean. They're about 100 feet apart. And we're going to go play tennis and go to the rec center and use the sauna and go swimming.
Is now a bad time tell the audience that Tom's actually in the studio right now?
It's delusional, Tom. Hey, so Tom, you used to live in Montreal, right? I know.
I did.
Did you ever get into Montreal Steak Spice?
Is Montreal what life?
Steak Spice.
Yeah, Montreal life.
Oh, it's Montreal life. I love Montreal life.
Okay, what about Montreal Steak Spice?
The spice of life.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
All right. Do you miss Tim Hortons?
Oh, I definitely miss Tim Hortons.
What was your order at Tim Hortons?
I would actually get an Earl Grey tea.
That's okay. Really sweet.
You can still get those. You can still get those outside of Tim Hortons.
That is not, yeah.
I never ate anything there because honestly it's a little disgusting.
Yeah.
But you miss it?
What does Big Shiny Tunes mean to you, if anything at all?
What does
Big Shiny Tunes mean to you, if it means anything at all?
It means nothing at all. I'm having a hard time understanding anything you're saying. the roar
the ocean, the Pacific, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
God, I feel so bad for you. Tom, can we ask you one last question?
Yep.
Can you ask us a question about chips?
Are you eating chips now?
No, we're going to.
How many chips are in the studio?
Oh, thank you. We'll try and answer that over the course of this episode.
Thank you, Tom. Now go dip your feet in the ocean and live a little.
That's it? Come on.
That's it.
All right.
Well, what else do you want? What do you want from us?
Great yakking with you guys.
What do we want from you? I don't know.
I should get out there before the sun sets.
You're right.
Oh my God.
I hate Tom.
Okay, bye, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving. We miss you.
Bye.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye, Tom.
Bye. Bye. Oh, good man.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so the question we have to answer over the course of this episode.
How many chips are in the studio?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to throw a wrench in that question and say, let's think about chips beyond potato chips. We could talk about chips off the old block. We could talk about...
Really abstract.
Abstract kind of chips, you know?
Wood chips.
It's almost like you're trying to make it so we can't have an answer.
It's almost like that.
Should we open a bag of chips?
Let's do that. Yeah. Do you guys want to do the honors?
I have a question about Montreal steak spice before mm-hmm. we open it. Do you think it's the same spice that goes on to Montreal smoked meat?
It is. And it was invented by Schwartz's.
Okay. I love Schwartz's. That's good news.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, my God. I've never seen such like a... Oh, I love Schwartz's.
I ate there once when I was there, and it was one of my favorite eating experiences of my life.
Oh, it's so good.
Didn't Celine Dion buy Schwartz's recently?
Yeah. With her husband.
And they're making a Schwartz's musical.
They are?
Yes.
Or
did they already?
You know, when I ate there, I thought, that's what this place needs.
It needs a musical.
A musical. Tell
headed
the story.
By Celine Dion.
I often think to myself, if only everyone knows and loves the Schwartz's story.
But if only more people knew about it.
If only more people could be exposed to it, yeah.
And sing about it.
We all grew up learning it.
That's true.
It's Canadian
here
lore.
In Toronto,
but that's just because we're so close to the source.
Exactly,
that's true.
Not every restaurant needs a musical.
We want people like Tom all the way on the Pacific Coast to know about Schwartz's and the story behind it
to remember it.
We didn't even address the fact that Tom goes to Tim Hortons and just gets an Earl Grey tea. That's his order.
Yeah,
and then he misses it.
That's the strangest thing. I think Tim Hortons has just become a symbol of being
driving in
Canada and being on a road trip or doing long drives home.
Let's open these bags.
Let's open them. Which one should we open first, you guys?
I think...
I'm kind of feeling the Montreal first.
Yeah, I gotta know.
Anybody need a water top-up?
Yeah, please.
Nice aroma.
Okay. Mm.
Does it smell like steak?
No, it smells slightly like dry dog food.
Ooh. You want to give Jared a whiff of those?
Yeah, well, now.
I've tainted your perception by suggesting.
Oh, no, it does. It does have a bit of a...
Oh, the dog food?
It's a bit of a pet store.
Bit of a pet store.
Menagerie sort of thing.
So many bags of chips smell like dog food.
Really?
Absolutely.
You're eating the wrong chips.
Yeah. You would know.
Cat food.
Or cat food,
I would know because I eat a lot of dog and cat food.
There's a difference. Snack. It's not what it is.
Yeah. Chip cheers.
Chip cheers. Woo. Look at this new tradition you've started.
Wow. It tastes like steak spice.
Mm-hmm. Does it?
But my first feeling was that should be on a steak, not a potato. But then my second feeling was, okay, it's not that bad.
No, it's good. It's got that peppery saltiness.
Yeah. Mm.
And does it have like a bit of a briny flavor?
Yeah. Mm. It is like a pickling powder.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it.
That's good.
Now Jared has a favorite chip.
Mm. I wonder if it feels homey to us because like basically the exhaust pipe of Schwartz's went into our house. When we lived in Montreal.
Oh my God, really?
We didn't actually pay for heating. We just hooked it up so that it was...
Yeah.
You guys got free heat, but it was all meat scented.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to open the second bag?
Yeah, Jared's going to open this one. This is the sound of Jared opening.
Ooh. That was a great open.
Yeah. It was wonderful, yeah. Not too crinkly.
No, that was, really well done.
Neil Brothers would approve.
I hope so. That was for you, Neil.
Yeah.
Both you brothers.
Sorry about some of the font stuff earlier. Ooh. Now that I've tasted the Montreal steak spice, I don't care what font you put on that bag.
Yeah, put whatever damn font you want. Just keep mm-hmm. making them taste like that.
Mm-hmm. How did you like the whiff of the second one?
Oh yeah, I didn't.
Oh, you guys want to
also smell like a pet store?
You guys really?
Whiff no. Yeah. No, it's very different.
Oh,
it's like a wonderful Indian
warm aroma
restaurant.
Oh my god, that smells incredible! Yeah.
It smells so good.
It smells
good.
Amazing.
Curry.
It smells really good.
So
are
we
you
gonna cheers these two?
Yes.
Oh yeah. No, I noticed something about the chip bag, but I'll bring it up.
You recognize Neil?
No, it cheers. Looks like they cheers. Put the Oops. The. People who designed or created the chip on the bag.
Well, they did. That's the Neil Brothers on the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's Neil.
Yeah. It's the two Neils.
No, Peter, Chris, and Vikram. VJ. These are, whoever made this flavor. These flavor engineers.
Also, Luca, Neil is a last name.
No, it's a brother.
Neil and Neil.
No, they're not.
Neil.
I know the story of Neils. Here's how it goes.
It's probably on the bag.
Young married couple. The year is 1930.
Wow, set the scene.
They're on Ellis. They've just arrived at Ellis Island.
I thought you were going to say they're on LSD.
Me too.
They're on LSD.
Newlyweds.
Newlyweds. And they don't have a lot in their family. They're like, work is hard to come by.
Right. Enough to buy a good trip. Literally, and
they spent all their money, coming on the boat.
Right.
And
right.
One of their luggages fell off into the ocean.
Acid trip.
One of their legs?
One of their luggages.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So they don't, they're a family with not a lot, and they have two twins.
They have two, so four kids.
They have two twins. They have four kids,
yeah. Two sets of twins. Whoa, okay.
First one set and then the other.
Okay, yeah, that's how it goes. One and then one. Okay.
Just about a year apart. They call them Irish twins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A twin pair of Irish twins. Long story short, they named all their kids Neil. All boys. And the kids kind of... The one thing that their parents were really... always plenteous around the house were these homemade chips.
Mm.
And so the kids, when they grew up, they naturally started a chip company.
Right.
It's the thing they knew best.
But which set of twins?
All of them.
All of them.
All two okay.
of them.
All
okay. two sets. All four.
Four.
All four Neils.
That's the Neil story.
That's nice. So how many chips are in these bags?
Oh, yeah. Back to Tom's question. I'll go with a solid 1K.
1K?
1K?
I'm talking like wood chips. Are we going abstract or are we going
but
just straight potato chips?
But how small can you make a wood chip? There could be... It could be... one chip could be 100 chips if you make them small enough.
And right. Think about all the levels in this building. Did he say this building?
No, he said this room.
Okay, never mind.
Do you guys ever feel bad about the pranks that you do on the show? That
no.
you're, like, complicit to?
It's for art. It's for
no.
art. It's for the sake of... There's times where I feel bad that we have to do it, where you wish there was a way we could get people a little bit more in on what was happening around them. But no, I don't feel bad for people who end up on the show that... didn't know they were going to be on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Partially because I think that the show doesn't ever make fun of anybody
yeah.
or go mm-hmm. out of the way to make anyone look stupid, and mostly people are more themselves than even, let me put it this way. We never mess around and re-edit people so that they look a certain way
right. okay.
or sound a certain way. We will do that sometimes to get information to the audience about the plot and where they're going next, but... We would never, change a person's personality or... I think many times we've taken things out because they make the person look bad and we think it would be... I mean, it doesn't help us and it doesn't help
right.
the scene.
Okay.
So we'll cut out before they say some terribly racist thing or some, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true that whenever we get people in the show, we make them, look as good as they can.
We try to make people look as good as they can.
Because it's just better when people look good and normal and Matt and Jay are weird fucking goofs.
That's the joke, right? Matt and Jay should look like the idiots.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I did feel like...
On the cusp?
On the cusp about or weird about. Nothing really comes to mind. More often than not, it's just I'm glad it's not me out there. I'm more of a behind-the-camera person. I know Jared is too, but...
You mean in your nature?
In the nature?
In your like, yeah, it's more in your nature to be behind the camera than
yeah. Also we feel way more when we're shooting. I think everybody feels more like a documentarian than we're trying to make a goofy comedy. Mm-hmm. We're trying to capture something real about being out on the street and the kinds of characters that meet and the kinds of characters that immediately want to talk to you generally tend to be the more extreme personalities.
People, yeah.
So I think that, you know, we get excited about capturing.
That poor
Luca pouring pop.
Quick bladder empty, guys. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Gross. It really very much. I think even Matt and Jay at times feel like documentarians trying to get at, you know, talk to real people and see how they respond. And and there's some universal truth in that somewhere.
Yeah.
Even though it's weaved into this absurd plot.
It's true. You really got to treat it like a doc style, and me and Jared always do.
Are people getting wise to like your filming techniques? Do you encounter people that know what you're
only
doing?
Only when we go to the same place multiple times. Like I don't know if we can shoot at the reference library anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there a few times, and like the stories that we use to get in there with our cameras like changes every time.
Yeah, they get increasingly elaborate too.
One time we were selling the cameras to a friend that we were meeting in the library.
Because they check your bags when you go in, is that?
No, they don't check your bags, but when they see you with a camera, you have to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's varying degrees of. We get questioned in various ways, and we have I would say an arsenal of different things that we can say.
Yeah, my favorite is the one Jared used one shooting the B-Day episode, which I think was just last week it aired.
Okay,
Matt goes into Champs and buys like those 2-for-1 shorts. Jared and the guy was like, I wasn't there, but you want to tell the story?
Yeah, he came and he said, "What? Oh no, well, first of all, a lot of times we'll shoot something and then we'll need to go back and get one more shot or one line." And this was one of those cases where we had gone and we'd filmed it at Champs, and it was actually great. They didn't ask once why I was filming. Because I think it was because Matt was really spending money. He was on a shopping spree.
Yeah, if you're spending money, people are friendly to you.
Yeah, that helps. But this time we were going, and we weren't spending any money, and I needed to film something in the change room.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just standing outside the change room, filming into the change room.
Oh, my God.
And we're trying to make it look like the show, so it has to look hidden. So I'm basically hiding with a camera filming the change rooms, and the manager walked by and first said nothing, but I think on his second pass said, I gotta ask, what the hell are you guys doing? And I said, it's just for a buddy's bachelor party. This is a video that we're making for a bachelor party. And
oh, that's good.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Was he okay with that?
He gave us 2 minutes to finish.
Brother.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. And so we keep everyone that one in the back pocket.
That's
the
a good
bachelor
one. Bachelor
yeah,
party
that's
video.
A really good one.
There's nothing more harmless than bachelor party video.
And then when the way Jared does it, he acts like, you know, it's just
I don't want to be doing this either.
I just got roped into this.
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes you can give him the eyes like, I'm sorry, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want me filming?
You have no idea how I feel about it. I wish I wasn't filming this. And then they don't know who to go to because I'm obviously just clearly a pawn in some larger scheme that they don't understand. If they try to talk to Matt and Jay, they end up in the show, so they don't want to walk. And the other two guys don't want to be there, so, you know, they're preaching to the converted.
There's
so
basically no winning when you deal with us.
Yeah, you can't win. It is true. There's no way, because by the time you figure out how to get the cameras either out of your establishment or away from you, it's too late. We have the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is winning when it comes to us, and we need to choose a winner.
We do need to choose a winner.
Chips. Oh,
yeah.
The chips.
Guys, can I just get a little hat tip on that segue, please?
What?
I'll hat tip myself.
A little fedora tip? That was a good segue.
it really helped that I called it out, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I learned something about the...
Veej's Delilicious?
Yeah, Veej's Delilicious, and that Veej is a television chef.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, yeah. I forgot to mention that.
And like a master chef candidate.
Yeah,
kind of
Vikram Veej, who I vaguely recognize him from the picture.
I've used his recipes.
This is tough.
But they partnered with him, which is such smart marketing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
it
a
is.
Small,
it really is.
Independent
Absolutely.
Chick company and you need more exposure. But
the Neil bros are wise.
They are.
The story on this bag is all wrong. This is not the Neil Brothers story.
Yeah, that
you know and love, yeah.
This is not the story I grew up with about the
and
Neil
there's
Brothers.
Only two people on there. There should be four.
That's true.
Neil Brothers.
I find this kind of hard, but I think I have a decision.
I have a decision also.
Yeah, this one's easy.
I think I know. I think
okay,
I know.
Okay. Do you have your...
I do.
Okay, okay, so we're going to call countdown? It on three.
Two.
One.
Montreal steak spice.
Oh, yes. Yes. Convince anyone. That's so great.
It's always so nice when we don't have to battle. We are your hosts and producers.
Sophia Lepage.
Zoe Robertson.
And we are joined today by
Jared Robb
and Luca Tarantini.
That's right.
Luca Tarantini.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Our audio engineer today was
Deanna.
Didi
Moreno. Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
This is a Sumo Audio production.
And this was recorded at
Eggplant.
Picture and sound.
Beautiful.
That was a wonderful one.
That was.
Thank
wonderful.
You so much. That was so great.
So we have to, you can't get up till we finish these, or?
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly. Also the other rule.
You gotta stay in here.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.